Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines in all the scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. The many times we give and rhyme to our quite hunting label. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. And we have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges, two websites. We have, he has thecommonsenseshow.com and thecommonsenseshow.tv. We have Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are still at Amazon. At the top of the second hour, we expect to be joined by Steve Bannon. Good morning, Jeff and Dave.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey guys, we'll start out with Dave. Dave, you've put out some very important information the last few days. We're referring to something that I never heard of before, the Senate Finance page. Tell us about that, if you would, please.
Oh, are you talking about the lovely tax increases that we're facing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't have my fact sheet in front of me. Well, I might be able to access it here, but essentially it's nearly a $5 trillion increase in taxes being put on the backs of Americans at a time when they can least afford it. And it's abusive. The new IRS agents are going to be targeting middle America. They say, hey, we're only going after the upper 1%, but then a lot of the things they're taxing are just going to destroy America. For example, if you're a non-corporate small business, your tax rate's going up 33% next year. The margin of profit for a successful business is about 4%. There's no way they can meet that burden. Absolutely no way. And being a non-corporate entity, their ability to take whatever is left of tax deductions is almost meaningless. So we've got that situation. We're signed on the minimal global tax of 15%, and this is what China and India say they'll do. But Biden, oh no, that's not good enough for America. We got to go to 21%. So what's going to happen to American corporations? Say hello, a return to the Pacific Rim, the very thing that Trump reversed with his carrot and stick approach to taxes. So, John, I could go through. I went through literally dozens of pages, and I took about three pages of notes. But the entire purpose of this tax bill is to crush America. It's to crush what's left of American corporations. It's going to crush American retail, and it's going to crush America. You have 65% of this country living paycheck to paycheck, and they're going to absorb tax increases like this? There's no way. There's absolutely no way. Again, the Biden agenda is exposed. He was put into that office to destroy this country, and this is one more way he's doing it.
The third Obama administration is what this is. Now, is this taking the form of actual proposed legislation? How far along is it?
It's passed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is coming in. This is the data that you would have read that I discussed, and I read directly from the Senate Finance page. In fact, I did a YouTube on this, and I showed on camera exactly where it came from. This is the Senate Finance page, and we have – well, let's put it this way. They have passed this in principle, but it's subject to the budget, and the budget right now is up in the air. But regardless, they're going to find a way to do this and enforce the majority of this. And even if they didn't, every time that you file your taxes now, you run the risk, if you're a political enemy, of being harassed. And if people don't believe me, let me just give you language we hear now. When you disagree with the government, you're inciting others to violence. Owen Schroyer, 60 days of prison time coming up, and the worst thing he said was death to tyranny. When you look at that kind of action, they're going to use this process here with these new IRS agents. It doesn't take much imagination to figure out, John, that they're going to be going after people who they view to be their political enemies. I just pulled up the deal. For the average American is $1.8 trillion in new taxes alone. And they're raising the highest level to 45%. And of course, the real rich, they don't pay tax. We pay tax, the middle class. So you look at that and you're just saying, wow. Okay, here we go. Nearly 1 million small businesses organized as C corporations will face a tax rate of 33%. And that's the same number, too, for non-corporate entities. Through $235 billion in taxes for non-corporate businesses is the gross estimated amount. And then they're going to have a small business surtax to hit owner-operated small businesses. And that amount will total an estimated $650 billion of increased taxes. So they're going to tax you for taxing you, whatever the surtax is going to be. I mean, John, I've got so much data here. It's just really scary. And then the IRS funding is off the charts. You know, I had a section in there where I talked about how much more money the IRS is getting. And they're going to be auditing. And a lot of people don't know this. This is something that should get everyone's attention. They're going to be auditing through AI. But we don't know how they program the AI. Could they program the AI for people that voted for Donald Trump? Or they write emails in favor of MAGA? Well, they certainly have the technology to do this.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
You know, the major goal here is to bankrupt America. And let me go to something else, John. And being former military as you are, I know this is near and dear to your heart, and I'm a military brat. And I am so angry about this, I can't even see straight. A military, like World War II, we fought a two-front war. We won that war in some measure because we had almost unlimited oil to apply to a two-front war. And our forces were very, very mobile. And we didn't have the oil problems that the Germans had. Right now, what Biden has done, he promised in the debate of 2020 that we'll have a transition period to non-fossil fuels. His transition period was exactly one day when he killed the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office. And then here's the net result. Our strategic oil reserves are approaching zero. They've gone down, I believe, in the last 6 months by 50%, and we've sold a lot of it to our enemy, China. That makes no sense. And then he just canceled last week the 6 Alaskan oil leases, so he's destroyed domestic oil production. And then really, virtually, the only nation we can have a good relationship with for importing oil when we used to be the world's largest exporter is Saudi Arabia. But if Saudi Arabia joins the BRICS, like it looks like they're going to, then they can't accept dollars for payment for the oil. So right now, we're looking at a military that'll be immobile, and that's on top of the vast amounts of ammunition and weaponry we're sending to Ukraine. We just add it up. The whole thing is, let's destroy America. And then Biden has a new plan, and I can guarantee that almost no one has heard of this. It's called the 30-30 plan, 30 by 30. And it's based very cleverly on Agenda 2030. And it's Biden's intention to increase the ownership of federal land to 30% by the year 2030. And they're doing it in really bad ways. Let me give you the most egregious thing they're doing. They're going into farmers and they're saying, hey, we want to put a federal easement through your land. And that's the trick. The minute that you accept federal money, the government can regulate your nitrate levels, how many cows you can have, and then they're going to go nuts on climate change enforcement. But it doesn't stop there. Here's where the abuse really stops. And I'll use a little analogy. You may remember in the old days of Roundup, they'd pour Roundup, on a neighbor's field, and the wind would blow it over onto someone else's field that didn't subscribe to Roundup, and they end up getting sued for Roundup for inappropriate use of the seed, even though they weren't knowingly using it. Well, the same kind of principle is going to be in effect here. If you're a neighbor of someone who's under federal control now because they take some form of federal reimbursement and it affects their agriculture. If you, as the neighbor, you have nitrate levels, for example, that are too high, and it influences your neighbor that's under federal control, then you're affected too, and the government can come in and apply sanctions to you. And this is all in the 30-30 plan. And Biden has even said his goal is eventually to get 50% of all land. Now, right now, it's a 60-40 split in the country. 60% is private, 40% is, 60% is private, 40% is public. And then Jamie Dixon, I just read this right before airtime. Jamie Dixon the big banker, he came out and said this: the way to correct climate change is to eliminate private property ownership. This really? Is the goal. They're exposing it right now. We're living under Bolshevik communists, and they want to eliminate private ownership of everything. They want the government to control everything. It's just absolutely amazing what's happening. And then last week I had told you about BlackRock was playing both ends against the middle in Maui. They're the chief stock investor for Hawaii Electric, and they're the chief investor for the biggest developer in the United States operating in Hawaii, Keller Williams. And Keller Williams is, I believe, going to clean up on Lahaina. But here's the point about BlackRock. In digging into BlackRock through the Maui issue, and I was gathering more information, which is really damning. I mean, we have enough on them. If we had a fair judicial system, there would be people going to prison for criminal negligence for this event. And I think also, too, we could make a pretty good case for collusion before the fact. But here's the deal with BlackRock. BlackRock is now valued at $9 trillion. That would make them, if they were a nation, the fourth largest nation behind Japan, China, and the United States. In 6 years, they're projected to be at $15 trillion. That'll make them number two behind China. And so when you look at BlackRock, BlackRock is really driving a lot of what's going on, and Vanguard and State Street and other big entities. But there was a movie made in the 70s that, to me, really typifies where we're going. Our enemies are not the minions that serve in the Senate and Congress and the judges that are bought off. Our real enemies are the major corporations. The people that we see and we vilify and we try to plan to unelect them for whatever that's worth, those aren't the real enemies, although you have to fight the enemy that's in front of you. But the real enemy are the corporates. And it reminds me of the movie Rollerball from 1975. And six corporations ruled the world, and they had complete control over everything. And really, I went back and watched that movie last week again after probably 30 years of not seeing it. And what I discovered here was they really had the concept of smart cities and 15-minute cities. They didn't call it that, but the way that they had organized society was one of complete control. Central bank digital currency was in evidence there. John, it was incredible. And I had this aha experience. Boy, they've been thinking about this stuff for a long time. Well, and so there's a lot we can go to, but I have discovered something out of Maui that's really interesting, if we have time to go there for a second. The governor is now on the record, and this validates what Tulsi Gabbard said on Joe Rogan's show, when she said they're going to relocate people from Lahaina, the survivors, to the Big Island, and they're going to just erect a memorial. James O'Keefe caught the governor, and is on tape, saw it with my own eyes, that, oh, yeah, we're going to have the state take over Lahaina, and we'll erect a memorial. Almost precisely what Tulsi Gabbard and BJ Penn told Joe Rogan. The fix is in, but John, this is almost laughable, except thousands of people died, so it doesn't make it funny. The governor is now blaming the social media criticisms and saying, where are the missing children? There's no missing children. And I'll address that here as a sidebar real quick. The State Department of Education lists Lahaina school children as 3,001. Yeah, in the immediate aftermath and going forward 3 weeks, they said 400 have gone to other school districts with their CUM folders, and 200 are doing virtual learning. Okay, that's 600. That's 2,400 missing kids. And the governor said yesterday, there is no missing kids. That's Russian disinformation. I mean, this is almost laughable that they're pulling a page, you know, out of the let's attack Donald Trump, you know, for Russian disinformation and the Steele dossier. I mean, that's the strategy they're using now to cover themselves. And the governor is saying there's no missing kids. Well, that's not what your Department of Education stats say. But what's really driving this in Hawaii is BlackRock. BlackRock is the biggest investor in Keller Williams. They're going to make the biggest killing when the land gets converted in probably about a two-year process in Lahaina. But they also have the controlling stock in Hawaii Electric. And it's my belief, and I've said this before, it's my belief that the lawsuits that I know are coming are going to be enjoined by a corrupt judge with the Maui County lawsuit that's against Hawaii Electric right now. Now, what's interesting, Hawaii Electric says, hey, we're not to blame here. We shut down the power 6 hours before the fire reached Lahaina. So, and here's another sidebar with this, John. 3 hours before the fire reached Lahaina, tourists were taken out on Lahaina school buses. Okay, 3 hours later, the exits are closed because of supposedly active down power lines. Well, according to Hawaii Electric, there are no active power lines. I mean, this whole thing, the more you dig in this, the more you catch them in their lives. And what I have concluded, and there's what you know and what you can prove, I can prove collusion to take Lahaina before the fact. I can't necessarily prove the criminal acts, although the evidence of burned out cars and surrounding vegetation is compelling towards due weapons. But I'm not enough of an expert to say I could win that case in court. But what I could win in court is collusion before the fact with all the movements. Like the governor the day before said, Lahaina is a preserved area, but if there's ever a natural disaster, the state will have to take it over and rezone. I mean, if that's not collusion before the fact, I don't know what is. So what I've concluded is this. In all likelihood, this was a planned event and not the Chinese, and I'll get to that in a second. And that's being floated now, the Chinese theory, and this is being floated by the authorities in Hawaii. But after the fact, I believe they wanted to drive up the death curve, as I said on your show before, blocking the exits, not sounding the sirens as prescribed by state law, and not turning on the water, which had never been done before in fighting a fire. Everything there, all three of those actions are inclusive in the idea that you're driving up the death count. And I don't think three different times people could be that incompetent. I think this was a planned event, and the very officials that should have been managing it were off the island at the time that the event happened. The governor was out of Hawaii. How convenient. That itself doesn't prove anything, except I think it makes it more difficult to hold people accountable, because then they can blame their subordinates who were left in charge. But the Hawaii thing is not going away. I've been involved at a couple of conferences with some of the Hawaiian elders and other Hawaiian citizens. They're not focused as they need to be because they're still processing. And I think there's the shock value. But I think eventually they're going to settle on some defined courses of action. It's going to get interesting. And my advice to them has been this. File your state lawsuits. Expect to have your lawsuit enjoined with the Maui County. And what they'll do with the Maui County lawsuit, and I think this was contrived, is they'll settle out of court for pennies on the dollar. They'll have non-disclosure agreements, so these people will be silenced. And my advice to the Hawaiian elders, you better file lawsuits in federal court, because that way a judge can't enjoin that lawsuit because it's on a different level. And they have federal issues. The fact that you're dealing with an indigenous population gives them a civil rights claim. So they absolutely need to divide that up. And this is something that I've told them in my 8 years of fighting against the McCain mafia for the survival of my property and that of 300 of my neighbors. I learned an awful lot about property law. And I will tell you, if they split their lawsuits, discovery will be really interesting in court.
It will be.
And I think a lot of this stuff will start coming out.
Absolutely. Yep. We have a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff. And hold on, Jeff. We've got a break.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM. Where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. We have with us the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Dave Hodges. Two websites, thecommonsenseshow.com. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. His books are sold at Amazon. And our next caller is Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. I'd like to ask this to Dave Hodges, which is, Dave, I had a landlord friend of mine tell me about 15-year cycles in the housing market. We're due for a housing downturn, a severe housing downturn. The last time this happened was in 2008. Now, personally, I believe when we have our housing downturn, regular people will not be able to get in on the action to buy cheap houses, government entities and connected people like BlackRock, like the BlackRocks of the world, cartels, you know, real evil people flush with cash like the Chi-Coms are going to be scooping up all the houses. What do you see coming with this housing collapse? And what do you see in general with this housing collapse?
Boy, you got really good instincts here. I actually looked at this when I was putting together the information I was getting on the Biden tax plan. And what's interesting, and this will go directly to your question, right now we have about 5% of institutional investors that own deeds on properties. But yes, that's expected by early next year to go to 40% for a variety of reasons. Way too many to go into. I'll just give you a couple of big ones that are going to force people into foreclosure. One will be the 7 million that take on an average of $505 of student loan debt per month, you know, basically a car payment. That's good. One. And then we're looking at increased tax burdens as well. And so people, and then our economy is just failing right before our eyes. As I said earlier, 65% of us live, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And what's happening now is Ray Dalio said this, Peter Schiff said this, and a couple of others that I looked at, is that they expect these institutional investor percentages to grow from 5% of the total to 40% of the total just within about a six-month period. And this is a big shift from private to public ownership of land. And this is what you would expect out of communists. I mean, communists own all the property, and people aren't allowed to have private property. And this is the move that looks like we're following, and we're forcing it to happen through bad economic policies. And then, of course, the interest rates go up again on October 1st, and there's a whole lot of ARMs, you know, adjustable rate mortgages, coming into play in that month, and that's going to negatively affect those people as well. So that's why that estimate is jumped on by these economists. And we're moving towards government ownership or big corporate ownership on behalf of government, you know, in this fascist relationship. We're moving towards that very quickly.
Yes. And Dave, let me add this too, is that in a normal universe, if you played your cards right, you're able to make out like a bandit. Because I tracked some of these 15-year trends. 2008, that was the Dodd-Frank bill, to where people who didn't have money to own assets were able to own assets, and they were underwater. And then 15 years earlier than that was 1993. That was George H.W.'s voodoo economics policy that put America in a malaise, and the baby boomers were at peak spending capacity, and a lot of them played their cards right, and they were at their peak, and they were able to grab up houses cheap. I was in my 20s. When you're in your 20s, you can't do nothing. So the Gen Xers took a bath on that one. But you go forward to the future, those same cycles will not apply, and regular people are going to be screwed unless you're a drug dealer or unless you have illegal cash or something like that and pay people off. In other words, we're heading towards communism. I'll listen to you on the other side. What do you think of those insights that I just shared with you? Thank you very much, Dave. Bye-bye.
I don't really have a lot to add to what he said, John. He's right on the money. We are looking at the elimination of private property through government. Let me give you one other that'll bolster what he's saying. In Biden's tax bill, they're increasing the death tax $77 billion, and that'll force a lot of family farms, ranches, and other generational businesses to sell off assets to pay this enormous tax bill to Washington. But what will crush a lot of these farmers is there's a secondary death tax. And this, I could not believe this when I read it. And this is, like I said, right out of the Senate Finance page. And I'll quote here. In addition, Biden has revived the plan for a second death tax by forcing heirs to pay an additional tax on their predecessors' paper gains.
Well, if the farm's owned by a corporation, there are no heirs, there is no death. That's what needs to happen.
That's the goal.
Well, anybody except a corporation, I used to do it on my lunch break. So, here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there that will help you, including more than 200 articles on the COVID vaccination clot shot, information that can help save some lives at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Dave Hodges, two websites, thecommonsenseshow.tv, thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist's website, jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at Amazon. The farmers I know, and I know a lot of farmers and ranchers, I'm surrounded by cattle ranchers, they're well-educated men and women. They understand the system. They have legal representation. It's pretty common knowledge that to avoid inheritance taxes, you just don't have the property owned by a human being. You just put it in the ownership of a corporation or a trust. And that's an easy way to avoid inheritance taxes because a corporation doesn't die, does it?
No. You know, I haven't looked at that end of it, but yeah, I have a trust myself. And so I think that you're making a lot of sense there, but it's not something I can speak to knowledgeably about how to avoid.
Well, I can, because when you pay the attorney $250 an hour to do the work, the guy like myself, the paralegal making $75 an hour, is the guy who actually does the work. I would set up corporations during my lunch break and still have time for dessert. It's a simple process if you know what you're doing.
Right? Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, I think it's – I'm glad you brought this up because it's something worth looking at, but it's obvious the legislation is aimed at reducing private ownership of land. There's something else I want to bring up about food, speaking of farming. This is starting in Canada, but we're seeing signs of it here. Let me explain, and this is something that no one's talking about in our media. Trudeau had a big conference. I watched it as it happened. And he blamed the box stores and the grocery stores for inflation and climate change. So he said, if you don't clean up your act and reduce prices by 30%, I kid you not, he said 30%, he said, you'll face controlled grocery prices, more taxes, and government control. And, of course, that'll lead to poor food quality. And a lot of people, especially the small grocers that go out of business, only the box stores could survive that. And I think it's a move to get rid of competition. But what's interesting is he had a provision there. However, we'll waive the food tax and our concerns if your corporations will fund low-income apartments in inner cities. Now, before we say, well, that's Canada's problem, and gee, that's not a good piece of news, but Chicago has proposed the same thing. Good old Mayor Brandon, let's go Brandon, he has said he wants the city to own the grocery stores. And then I found out there's discussion in the Biden administration to start looking at what Canada is saying. And so what we're looking at here is there seems to be interest on the part of certainly Canadian officials, the mayor of Chicago, and some members of the Biden administration to have government-owned grocery stores. That is scary. Because as Henry Kissinger said, if you control oil, you control nations, but if you control food, you control people.
Roger that. Yeah, that would not be a good move at all for so many reasons. Joe, we got our next caller here. We got Lady J in Missouri. Good morning, Lady J.
Morning, guys. I'm reading online that as of this year, 2023, a man by the name of Chris Hipkins has become the new leader of the Labour Party in New Zealand, the country of New Zealand. He is also the current Prime Minister of New Zealand. And I'm reading here where Chris Hipkins sells New Zealand to BlackRock for $2 billion with a B as in boy, securing the World Economic Forum's Agenda 2030 plans. So apparently part of their plan is to start taking over the world, island nation by island nation. I see where they're doing this right now in Maui. And now we see that they're buying up New Zealand. So it wouldn't surprise me if they started doing that right here in our country, maybe state by state, because I'm seeing these fires being started in the West, and they are progressively coming towards the East. So they're destroying our states through weather weaponization. And in order to repair what has been damaged, costs a lot of money, and people can't afford to pay all that money back. So they manage to buy these things up for pennies on the dollar. So these are just my thoughts as I'm listening to the roundtable this morning, and thank you.
Okay, yeah, John, I'm going to address that real quick, because that's making a really good point here. Going back to that 30 by 30 plan that I mentioned that Biden wants to institute, in the plan, they prevent firefighting if it's on federal land. They say this is nature's way. We don't want to interfere in nature, and you get your climate change nonsense. Okay, but by the time the fire reaches, say, a private farmer's property, it might be too late. And this is a big, big concern being expressed by various farmer and agricultural organizations around the country. I actually spoke with a lady who addressed this with me, and I'm going to be talking to their lobbyist and having him on my show. But this is a way to burn the farmers out. You're not setting fire to their land, but in effect you're causing it to happen by not dealing with when it's on nearby federal land. So that's one way they're going to get burned out. And this is we need to call attention to it because this is deliberate. It doesn't even make sense. Why would you let a fire burn until it's on private land? But they're
good
using
question.
Climate change nonsense.
Good question. I don't know the answer to that. Well, okay, you're going to continue to follow up with these new tax laws, Dave, I presume.
Well, I'm going to watch it as it occurs. I think these budget talks are really important, and I think that Kevin McCarthy has been exposed for the rhino uniparty person that he is. He's slow-walking the impeachment, has been for months. We should have impeached him over a year ago, and now we've got a situation where he's making deals to keep driving up the debt. The position should be you cannot spend more than we're taking in. End of story. And then we're going to negotiate what's what. And then he ran for office on this one. This just really pissed me off. One of the conditions he was putting on the budget agreement was we restart construction on the wall. Hey, that has seen its day. You're not getting enough construction done to make any difference. What they should do is take that money that would be going for the wall and using it for law enforcement on the border and repulse these people crossing the border. That should have been the deal he made.
It should have been. We've got a caller and holder, gentlemen. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. I remember on some show, I think it was one of Deanna Spingola's shows, but they were talking about, I remember them saying that that back at the time of the oil boom, and I think this was around World War One, and they came in with the, because there was a depression for the farmers in 20 and 21, 1920 and 21, before the Great Depression. But they were saying that, and this had to do with the Dust Bowl, too, which was already dry conditions, but they were trying to burn some of these farmers out just to get the oil underneath the land. And they couldn't get them to sign oil leases or something. But what was said that Woody Guthrie said that his father was actually involved in that. So it's been done before, huh?
That's right. That's right.
So,
okay.
Are you going to get back to talking about China? Because I don't believe that, them trying to push this deal off on China on the Maui fires. There's too much collusion with the people.
Yeah, let me address that. China had nothing to do with this. They started floating the cover story, in my opinion, about 8 months ago when Channel 2 in Honolulu ran a story about green lasers from space hitting Maui. But don't worry, you can look at it and there won't be any damage to your eyes. I was watching a bad Saturday Night Live skit, and they had no reference to who was telling the news station this. They had no way of telling you how they knew it was China. And then they ran a similar story several months later. And I think they were setting this up as plausible deniability. Let me say this about the Chinese theory, because this is going rampant. Chinese attacked us. They didn't take out one military installation. They took out the town of Lahaina. And I don't think China gives a crap about whether Lahaina is a smart city or not a smart city. The Chinese could not have blocked the exits. The Chinese weren't the ones that failed to sound the sirens. And they weren't the ones that didn't turn on the water or remove the topsoil from Lahaina for distribution to an unknown location to cover up the evidence in America. The whole Chinese thing is ridiculous, and people need to stop believing it.
Okay. Sherry, thank you for your call. Let's move on. Our next caller looks like Rob in Mississippi. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Good morning, Sam, Dave. I'd like to tell people it is possible to put your property in a trust or will and keep it from being absconded from the elite. What I've done here in Mississippi is I've got both a trust and a will, and the way it's set up here, I can walk out my door and the next person in line on the trust we can take over my property and my LLC cow-calf production as if it was them running it the whole time, and nothing will change.
Well, you have to make sure the property is owned by the trust and not owned by you, sir.
That's exactly right. Everything you have, your vehicles, implements, equipment, all has to be in the trust.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, it is possible out there, people. You just have to have somebody, you know, you can trust to put on your trust. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Based on the work I've done with my own trust, John, what he's saying is I can validate that part of it. I don't claim to be an expert in this particular area, but I'm sure he's right. And John, I'm sure you're right. The thing is, though, is most Americans aren't aware of this, and a lot of Americans living month to month can't afford to do this. It's not free.
It's not free, but the topic originally was generational wealth in the form of lands and ranches, which is not poor people at all.
And my setup cost me $4,250 to get all the lawyer to take care of everything.
I need to find out who your lawyer is. pretty
it's
good.
Mississippi, so everything's cheaper down here, you know? And like you said, it's different in every state also, Dave, like you had alluded to. But I just want to put all that out there.
The property laws are different in every state, too. I mean, there's homesteading issues and so forth. And you're right. You need to know the laws of your own state. You know, John, I want to bring up one other point, though. I think we need to work with the end in mind. And when I look at Justin Trudeau's statement about taking over grocery stores, they call it the green grocer effect. And they want to do this, but I have to look at what are they really trying to do. They tell the box stores, we're not going to penalize you if you help us build low-income housing. And we know a trend in Agenda 2030 is to have micro apartments in inner cities, and they're really prevalent in New York, naturally. San Francisco, Bay Area 1 is the name of one of these developments.
And now, is that different than a studio apartment, Dave?
It's pretty much a studio apartment. You know, okay. We have them here in Phoenix too, along Grand Avenue going into downtown area. We have some converted old rail shipping carts that have been converted into these 500 to 700 foot square apartments. But the goal is to put us into stack and pack, smart cities, 15-minute cities where your travel is severely limited, and they want you in high density urban housing, probably ostensibly because it's easier to control us. They say it's for climate change. I say it's for control. And that's the ultimate goal here. Because you look at Trudeau, what out did he give those box stores? He said, if you help us build this low-income urban housing. And right there, they're tipping their hand. And I think we need to know they don't want you in the suburbs. They don't want you in the rural areas. They want to control all the farmland. They want the rebirth of the wildlands. Remember that old UN Agenda 21 map?
Oh, yeah.
This is what they want. And, you know, here's what's really scary. I have gone through the smart cities plans in various cities, including Tucson. Nowhere is there a provision for elderly or handicapped. And when you build a building today, if you're not ADA compliant for handicapped people, the feds will climb right up your rear end. And to me, the fact that they're not addressing elderly and handicapped issues in smart cities speaks to the fact that I think that they have agenda. Well, I'll put it this way. Just draw your own conclusion. Bill Gates has said repeatedly, we're spending way too much money on the final years of life.
Amazing.
I agree with everything you said there, Dave. You can see it coming a mile away, and people will fall right into it because it's harder to make a dollar nowadays than they can find cheaper way of living.
Roger that. Yeah. Rob, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
We didn't even talk about AI. I mean, he's so right on what he just said. And then you added AI to this. AI can do an estimated 49% of the jobs today, and it's going to grow.
Amazing. Our next caller looks like Dave in Michigan. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. So, Dave, I came in a little bit late, and I didn't hear you address your statement last week when you said you were going to be on the drill for grid down with EarthX?
Yes, I did.
How did that go? And you know, give us some details, please.
Well, first of all, I was really impressed with the organization. They did a really good job. They had experts in different fields. They spanned 40 nations. And my takeaway is this, just my summary takeaway, is despite the fact that we have really smart people in the utility industry that are competent and know what to do, they don't have the funds or the government support in doing what they need, and we're extremely vulnerable to cyber takedown and to EMP.
We have a break. We'll get back to your comments, Dave, after the break. We'll have a break.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back. Dave, you want to continue your response for Rob in Mississippi? Dave in Michigan, I mean?
I'm sorry, what topic were we on? I'm sorry.
EarthX.org. Right.
Yeah. Pretty much what I said. Very competent people saying we're not prepared, and we haven't allocated the resources for this. My congressman Trent Franks, 12 years ago, had a meeting at our church, rather large church. It was filled to the brim, and he played videos of this stuff 12 years ago. He wrote letters to Obama He also, too, had written letters to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission because he's afraid of meltdowns in nuclear power plants if we have a grid down. How will they get the water they need to cool the reactors? And that's a real issue. I covered that in some detail several years ago. It's a problem. And what I learned from the EarthX is we're no better off right now. In fact, we're more vulnerable because we have so many terrorists in our country that, you know, who knows? Hey, the one thing I would say this too is McCarthy is calling a special classified briefing of all members. And I believe it's today. It's either today or tomorrow. And the subject is a known ISIS terrorist crossed the border and is smuggling other terrorists across. And I'm thinking, hello, McCarthy, how long has this border been open? It's crazy. And we're vulnerable to grid down. And there's a lot of noise like this. We have a national disaster drill at 2 p.m. Eastern on October the 4th. And I think the government knows it, too. And there's a reason I think the timing of this is very interesting. There's a ton of rumors about grid attacks that are coming. And I don't really pay attention to the rumors specifically, but the volume of them is interesting. And the fact that EarthX had this drill when they did, now we have this national disaster drill coming up. My broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, formerly a DHS, he believes, he said for a long time, the way that this country will go to its knees will be because of a cyber grid attack, you know, and take down the power. So I think that's really what we're looking at here. And once we're totally decimated and we're in total chaos, that's when we'll see the central bank digital currency brought in as a way to revive a debt-ridden nation. And then we'll see the martial law stuff that goes with it called social credit.
Okay, so I heard some squeakings of a possible bank holiday on September 22nd, which is a Friday, and I could have swore you mentioned a possible two-week grid down on September 23rd. I'm hearing other stuff about that date, and like meteor showers, and, you know, that would be a perfect excuse. And the only terrorists we're vulnerable to is the U.S. government, and we know they've been the ones talking about this for decades, and they're the ones that have the power and the inclination to pull anything off like this. They've made the grid vulnerable. They've put everything on the grid, and it's just a joke. And here we sit, you know, stand down, trust the plan, you know, doing nothing, watching our own demise, and we're paying for it all ourselves.
That's the goal. That's the goal of the Biden administration. That's it. The 23rd, you're absolutely right. I addressed it. It's not 2 weeks. The story is 2 months. It came out of Trump-related sources, and they asked us to broadcast this and attempt to the attention would stop it from happening.
Dave, thank you for your call. Gentlemen, we have a top cover break. We'll be back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.